Jai 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 Sri Radhe 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 Jai 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 Sri Radhe Maharani ki jai Maharani ki jai Maharani ki jai Maharani ki jai Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Radha Rani Ki Jai Radha Rani Ki Jai Radha Radhe Radhe Maharani Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Sridhar Jaya Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhu Para Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhu Para Para Jaya Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhu Para प्रेम नन्दे हरि 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 वो हरे कृष्णा बिकॉज आई ओनली हैव एन आवर एम अ सब्जेक्ट मैटर विच इज वेरी वेरी लार्ज आई विल फोकस एंड टॉक अ लिटल एसेंशियली होपफुली Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namo Vishnu Padaya, please. Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Askajare Satarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudhi Devi Pranamami Hari Priye हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते वंशकल्पतरु वैश्य कृपा सिंधु वैवचा परितानं भवानेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Today we will hear about the glories of Srimati Radharani from two perspectives. One is fundamental principles, tattva, and the second is delightful pastimes or leelas. Both is important. Let us remember the main challenge, or one of the main challenges of building this, was a challenge in regards to fundament. The fundament of the castle has been endangered by building something lower than the fundament. Will the whole structure slide and fall down if you build something, dig something away from there? So the question of fundament had to be dealt with. Fundament is something on which a structure rests. When we want to understand Srimati Radharani, We need to have a very solid fundament. Otherwise, we will understand the pastimes between Radha and Krishna to be like the pastimes of men and women in this world. So therefore, the essential philosophical principles or tattvas are necessary. For some of you, this will taste a little bitter. For some of you, this will be the only thing they remember from the lecture. So we are on different levels of appreciation. But let me assure each one of you, the one who does not like philosophy, you need it in order to understand the spiritual truth of Radha and Krishna. And let me assure all of you who do not appreciate these tasteful, delightful leelas, which have so many twists and turns, if you don't understand this, you will miss the main principle of Krishna, that is the taste, the ras. So both are required, fundament and taste. Something about Radha and Krishna. The whole world thinks about God. Does he exist? Does he not exist? Is he like this? Is he like that? Today we will ask, of whom does God think? Different question, different approach. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Krishna is explaining his heart. He says, the whole world praises me because of my qualities. Is there someone who has more good qualities than me? Yes, he comes to that conclusion. It is my Srimati Radharani. She has more qualities. She is more beautiful. She is more delightful. She is more intelligent in various ways. And so on. Yes, he explains like this. When we talk today about the Lord, about Krishna, what is he made of? What is he consisting of? Well, he is the source of all energies, and he has three main energies. The Sandini Shakti, it's that energy which takes care of the eternal, never-changing, uninfluenced, totally transcendental world. This energy, Sandini Shakti, is an expansion of Krishna's Sat quality. Krishna is Sat, he's eternal. He is never, was there a time when he was not there, nor will his existence ever end. This Sat existence expands into the Sandini Shakti. On the Sandini Shakti, everything rests. This world rests on it. The spiritual world rests on that eternal being, Shakti. His dharma, Krishna's house, his bed is made from the Sandini potency. His seats, all are transformations of the Sandini Shakti. Krishna has another aspect to his Sat, second. Chit means knowledge, or philosophically even more correct, cognizance, to find something out, to and so on. This is called the Samvit. This part of Krishna's being expands into the Samvit Shakti. All knowledge, all knowing is dependent on this Shakti. An interesting side point. Once Prabhupada was asked about the philosophers and what they have found out, you know, Hegel, Kant, and so on. And the question was, is there any spiritual thing in there? And Prabhupada answers, yes, 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 it's the same Shakti, the Lord Shakti, which works there. And to the degree they are serious to find out about God, to that degree they are blessed with the Samvit Shakti, the Shakti of transcendental knowledge. But the most relishable Shakti, or the most relishable part of Krishna is what? Ananda. Yes, we want pleasure. No, therefore, we are born in an ocean of pleasure, and we should not be satisfied with anything else than that supreme rasa. This Ananda aspect of Krishna manifests in his particular Shakti. Do you remember? Hladini Shakti. Yes, and this Hladini Shakti has an essence which is love of God, and the ultimate development of this love of God is one personality who is made only of love, who is inside out love. Her name is Srimati Radharani. She is Krishna's internal Hladini potency and a transformation of the Lord's love. She is the energy that gives Krishna pleasure, and she is the one who is empowering the devotees in this world. There's a verse, please repeat after me. Mahatmanastu mam pata, mahatmanaspatam pata, devim prakritim ashrita. Pajantyananya manaso, yadva bhutadim avyayam. Do you notice as you are speaking there's no echo? Have you seen? And it's an empty room. It means it's a masterpiece of sound isolation. Yes, we could hear just a second ago. So in this verse, there's no echo here, but I hope this verse makes an echo in your heart. It is said, those who are not deluded, who are not an illusion, are under the protection of Daivim Prakritim, the divine nature. Who is this Daivim Prakritim? Radharani, please say it. Yes, then you have at least given an answer. These souls who are under the influence of Radharani, they are never deluded. They are protected always. They go through this world with a spring in their step, and a smile on their lips, and a heart full of love. They are under the protection of the divine nature. You must know, my dear devotee, Krishna is the energetic and Radha is the supreme energy. But really, energetic and energy are one. It's the same reality. Yes, they have, Radha and Krishna have taken two forms eternally to enjoy loving pastimes, but really it is one. Radha and Krishna are one. Once Krishna spoke about this. He said, the Vrajavasis, the residents of the eternal Vrindavan, do not know the inconceivable power of my body, nor do they know that famous Sri Radhika is actually one of my matchless forms, her body is not different from mine. She is my favorite lover. No, he said this. The Brajavasis do not know the inconceivable power. I mean, if they don't know, what do we know? Radha and Krishna are one. And this understanding you require in order to not make the mistake to misunderstand Radha and Krishna Leela. Prabhupada gave in the Krishna book in chapter 33 something which many of those who have studied our philosophy consider the entrance key into the secret of what is Radha and Krishna. And what is their amazing pastimes? They're lying, cheating, loving, dancing, manifestation of many forms, separating, union, the whole vista of the delightful pastime goes on. You have to understand this in one way. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, all the gopis are expansions of Krishna's pleasure potency. What is the name of that pleasure potency? Kladini Shakti. You know already everything. No. All the gopis are expansions of this one energy, the pleasure potencies. Touching their bodies with his hands. Krishna was touching their body with his hands. Looking at their pleasing eyes, Krishna enjoyed the gopis exactly as a child enjoys playing with the reflection of his body in a mirror. Have you ever seen a child before a mirror going so on? It plays with its own form. So in the same way, Radha and Krishna are one eternal identity. They have, however, separated into two, just like the child. Is now there's another form, and the child can play with that other form in the mirror. The same way the Radha and Krishna pastimes can be understood with God playing with God. Very, very nice. In other words, Radha and Krishna's pastimes are very different from what goes on in this world and what this world knows. They are the past play of the divine energy, Jetic, and his divine energy, something that is totally untouched by the modes of material nature. Therefore, Shukadev Goswami, a lifelong celibate monk, makes an interesting encouragement at the end of the loving dance of Krishna with his millions of gopis. He says, if one listens to this with faith, even though one has problems with material attachment, lust and greed and so on, it will purify the heart. Vikriditam vraja vadubhya idam cha Vishnu. Vikriditam vraja vadubhya idam cha Vishnu. And so on. Anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. No? So here it is not said that we should hear about Radha and Krishna Leela after we are free from material attraction. No, that's not the statement. The statement is, if we have material attractions and are involved in this, in the world, and we listen Shradanvita with faith about Radha and Krishna Leela, our material attachments, our unfortunate disease of the heart will be cured. No? It's a very interesting point. So I want to now talk about a few pastimes. I'm going to my favorite pastimes, Radha Krishna pastimes. You will be surprised when you hear it. But first, there is a work. It's called Gopal Champu by Jiva Goswami, who describes that the Brajabasis were leaving Vrindavan to go to a forest called Ambika Van. It's near Mathura, where they wanted to worship a very special deity, not Krishna. Whom did they want to worship? It's very important in Krishna worship. Shiva. Shiva, 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 Shiva. Yes. They were all going there with cartfuls of items. And they wanted to worship Shiva. In the beginning, Krishna did not come along. He came later. They did this annually. So at that time, Vrindavan was, town was empty, and Krishna was alone with someone else who did not come, the gopis. And Krishna decided to engage in very, very special pastimes. First of all, he dressed himself like a cultural woman. He dressed up as a female astrologer. I do not know how female astrologers dress. Maybe they're stars on the saris. I don't know. And Krishna pretended, fully dressed up as a female astrologer. He knocked at the door of Radharani at the palace. Someone opened the door carefully. Oh, an astrologer. And they came to Radharani. There's a female astrologer outside. Well, our parents told us not to let anyone in, but it's a female astrologer. Of course, let her come. So Krishna entered very fully dressed, and he made a beautiful presentation of chanting various mantras. He transformed substances like ordinary iron. He made them into cartels, you know. And he made puppets dance. They were dancing. Krishna is very playful, as you know. Srimati Radhika and her gopi assistants were totally charmed by this amazing performance. And then Radha asked the disguised lord a question. Astrologini, tell us, according to your wise insight, what gives people in the three worlds real happiness? So Krishna, the dress of an astrologini, said, what gives people real happiness from the lower to the middle and the upper planetary system is association with Krishna. Wow, said the gopis, what an answer. Then Radharani felt encouraged to ask more. Tell us, wise one, in what should one take shelter in this world which is so unpredictable? Remember, she's asking a personality trained in astrology, and ask their question is, where do we find shelter in this world which is so much unpredictable? Without thinking twice, the Lord answers, songs about Krishna. If one takes shelter in songs about Krishna, then one is protected in this world. Do you like this answer also? Sing more, dance more, my dear devotees, then you are sheltered even when Shani, Saturn, will appear. Radharani then asks, very good answers, but tell us, what is the inner attitude that gives the highest auspiciousness? Let me translate this question into modern language. What should be our mindset so that our lives is becoming successful? What should be our inner attitude? And the Lord immediately answers, our attitude should be the desire to attain Krishna. If we have this desire, this will give us the highest auspiciousness. My dear devotees, this is something you can relate to as you go through your life. You should be aware of your ultimate goal. It's not likes on Facebook. It's not, I don't know what, you know, many other goals. Have the Prayojan Bodh, the ultimate goal in your life to attain Krishna. Everything will fall into place. You will know how to make the right decisions and so on. Radharani was delighted by these answers. Remember, she thinks it's an astrologini. And she said, and what gives the maximum of enjoyment? We want happiness and avoid distress. And the astrologini said, the form of Krishna gives maximum enjoyment. Radha and the gopis clapped their hands. We know it, we know it. And they asked their ultimate question. What is the highest goal in this world? And the Lord, who was dressed as a female astrologer, smiled at his most dearest devotees and said, attaining Krishna everywhere, in all circumstances in life, make that the highest goal, to attain Krishna. Jiva Goswami ends, he says, may Krishna's skillful deception, do you know what is deception? He makes an illusion, you know, may Krishna's skillful deception, which gives answers to Radha, protect us all. These are very good answers, my dear devotees, to very good questions. If you want, you can come after this class, and then and you can make a photo, a snapshot photo with your mobile distraction machines, and you will have very good goals in your life. Great devotees of Radha and Krishna are able, by the purity of their hearts, to have what is called a spurti of Radha and Krishna. Spurti is a momentary appearance in the heart. When this becomes a vismurti, it is longer. And when this becomes even longer, they enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and are there. great devotees have this ability. And we once saw in Mayapur how Srila Prabhupada, during Radha Madhava chanting, left his physical frame. His body, he was not there any longer, and went into the spiritual realm. We hear this in the Bhagavatam about Uddhava, when he was asked about Krishna by Vidura. He went into a meditative trance, and for two muhurtas, that's 48 minutes, he went to Dwaraka and stayed with Krishna. So there was once a great devotee who had this ability, but who was conflicted. His name is Jayadev Goswami. He is a great Vaishnava who left the world with a beautiful work, the Gita Govinda, of which we chant every morning and evening the Nishinga prayers, Tavakara Kamalavare. Please say, Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Shringam Dolitai Anyagasipo Tanu Bringam Kesavadrita Narahari Rupa Jairagadisa Hare Jaya Jagadisa Hare His work, Gita Govinda, is written on a silken cloth, and every evening when Lord Jagannath, before he goes to bed, he's dressed in this red silken cloth with the Gita Govinda printed on it, and he will see a dancer performing the Gita Govinda. One of the dancers who lived at Jayadev's time was Padmavati, and later Jayadev married her. Whenever he had finished a poem, he sang that to his wife, and the wife danced the poem out. Well, I'd better don't try. Sachinanda Swami, don't try. Once, as Jayadev was in a meditational state, he could see trouble. Krishna had was on his way to meet Radharani, who had arranged a beautiful meeting place in the forest of Vrindavan by decorating the trees who stood nearby and formed a space, an enclosed space, it's called a kunj, into a beautiful vase. She had put lamps there. There was a pastime bed and so on. But as Krishna made his way to the appointment, he met another gopi. And the other gopi addressed him lovingly. Krishna, who has made one promise that he responds to all souls in the degree in which they surrender unto him, spent time with this gopi and did not arrive at the meeting place with Radharani. First she waited and waited. Then she paced in the kunj, and sometimes outside of the kunj. Then she became despondent and dejected, and finally she sank deep into an ocean of loving anger. Finally, at the end of the night, this is all Jayadev sees, all this, Krishna appears at the Kunj. But for Radharani, who looked at her, could not believe her eyes. There were kajal marks on Krishna's lips from kissing the eyes of another gopi. His garland was crushed due to a tight embrace, and his hair disheveled. All these were unmistakable signs that Krishna had stayed with another gopi throughout the night and had now appeared before Radharani. With all these signs that betrayed his insincerity in Radharani's eyes, how did he dare? She burst out into a statement, and go, go, Madhava, go! You're so tired and exhausted. Take shelter in the company of that lady lover of yours, but never, ever come back. Radharani was so much in loving anger. Krishna tried anything. No, the black things, this is some, I was just falling on the ground and it made me blacker. And the garland was also crushed, and Radharani stared at him and said, go, Madhava, go. Krishna could not eat the whole day. He could not discuss the whole day. No worship. Because the supreme goddess of his heart had rejected him. Finally, in the evening, he returned, fully determined to accept whatever punishment Radharani would give, whatever argument she would just say yes, 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 and hope to melt the heart of Radha, which had become a heart like a diamond. He hoped to melt her. But Radharani did not even look at him. Finally, Krishna did something he had never done. In the past, Krishna had knelt before Radha. In the past, Krishna had placed her foot on his chest. In the past, Krishna had rubbed the red laksha. It's altar, it's like the reddish, you know, paint. He had taken it and put the paint on his heart to show Radha that there is no one else in his heart than the lotus feet of Radharani. But now he was topping all of this. So Jayadev sees this. He said, please, place your entire lotus feet upon my head and stamp me as your surrendered servant. Jayadev was thinking, can I write this? There is no poet who has ever written this before. When the readers will read it, will they not mistake the Lord for an ordinary Shamur? We are near France, we can speak a little. On top of everything, will I not make an offense to Krishna to say that he begs for the stamp of Radha's lotus feet? Is it proper for me to put these words in Krishna's mouth? Mama shirasi mandanam dehi pada palavam mudaram. It means, place upon my head the ornament of the fresh sprouts of your merciful lotus feet. Radharani's feet are here compared with sprouts. Sprouts means flowers that are just very delicate, that have just sprouted. Please put them on my feet. Jayadev's heart said, yes, may Krishna say it. But his intelligence said, no, you are going much too far. So he was conflicted. Confused, he told his wife, Padmavati, this is not a good riding day for me. I need to go earlier to take my midday bath. And I will worship Lord Mahadev, Shiva, on the banks of the river. Then he bathed, then he washed his cloth, then he tried to chant his Diksha mantras to worship the eye of the world, the sun. But there was only one mantra that came to him all this time. When he was bathing, only one mantra. When he was worshipping, only one mantra. When he tried to say Gayatri, only one mantra. When he washed his, whatever he did. Mama Shirasi, Mandanam, Dehi Pada Palavam, Udaram, place upon my head the ornament of your merciful lotus feet. He could not come. No, that's the thing. I can't write. Finally, he went home, where he met his wife Padmavati, who was in the kitchen. Padmavati looked very strangely at him. Why do you look at me in this way? I'm already conflicted enough. Padmavati said, because I don't understand why you returned earlier. You had come earlier, maybe an hour before, and then you left without explanation. What? Says Jayadev, I was taking my bath. But Mahavati said, no, an hour or so ago you came back, you didn't speak much, I was cooking, you went to your writing table. Jayadev said, my dear wife, I know you like me very much, but now you see hallucinations coming. I was not there, no one was there. You're mistaken. You must have had such a strong desire that I return earlier from my bath that somehow you put it together in your mind and saw me. No, says Padmavati, I saw you. You went right to your desk and wrote down something in your manuscript and then left. Okay, says Jayadev. Then there should be something on the manuscript which was not there before, right? Let's go and see. So he went with Padmavati, saying, you will see, it's incomplete. I did not complete I wanted to write something I didn't write. But when he looked at the manuscript, he was shocked. All day he had been conflicted about the Mama Shirasi line, but there it was in the most beautiful script. Please repeat. Smara Garala Kandanam, Mama Shirasi Mandalam, Dehi Pada Palavam Udaram. Oh, dearest one. Yeah, nice that you are enthusiastic. Yes. Oh, dearest one. Oh, jewel of my heart. The effect of Cupid's poison has risen to my throat. What this means is when you're bitten by a cobra, then the poison spreads, but when it comes with the blood to the throat, it will mean soon, maybe a minute or more you will die. Be kind and let me live. Place upon my head the ornament of your merciful lotus feet. Jayadev looked at the manuscript. Tears were rolling down from his eyes. Padmavati broke the silence. Jayadev, look, what an exceptionally beautiful handwriting. You can't write like this. Jayadev said, who could it have been? Was it perhaps a demigod? But they don't know about these very confidential topics of Radha Krishna Leela. Was it Vyasadeva who came? But he has mentioned Radha's name only one time in the Bhagavatam. He also doesn't know. Then who was it? Padmavati again broke the silence. Who was it? Jayadev paused and answered, No, this is not possible. Padmavati began to show signs of ecstasy as the ecstasy was rising. You say it's not possible, but there is one person who has written it who disagrees with you. Jayadev, you mean it's Krishna? Yes, it's Krishna who came. And Padmavati started to do what is best in such situations. She danced. And Jayadev recited his song, Dehi Padapalavam Udaram, and also started to dance. This time both of them danced, and they danced for many hours deep into the night. And they repeated again and again the essence of what is in Krishna's heart. Mama Shirasi Mandanam Dehi Padapalavam Udaram. Place upon my head the ornament of your merciful lotus feet, O Radha. This will cure the poison of separation from you and extinguish the harsh fire of my desires. Jayadev fell in trance, and as he saw he saw Krishna looking most beautiful. He was sitting on a bed which he had made himself in another kutch. His lustrous form was draped in yellow garments. He looked like a blue lotus, my dear devotees, sprinkled with golden pollen. And when he saw Radha coming, he bowed down, and Radha shyly, carefully placed her lotus feet on Krishna, showing for all times who it is of whom God thinks. The whole world thinks of God either for or against, but he thinks of Radharani. The rest of this pastime is hidden by the creepers who guard the kunjas of Braj, but it is very nice. I want to end here. Can't end so easily. Radharani always remained in Krishna's heart. Even when Krishna was in Dwaraka, Krishna once wrote a love letter to Radharani. Do you want to know the content?
Yes.
He was surrounded by palaces, by 16,108 queens who served him. But this is the letter. Shrimati Radharani, in your absence I only know suffering. Ram could endure all troubles while he was together with you in the forest with Sita. He now hints at the pastimes with which Radha and Krishna had in the forest of Vrindavan. But when Ravana stole Sita, Ram wept alone in the forest out of separation. Later, when he was ashamed because of evil gossip, he gave Sita up but maintained a golden deity who always sat on his side. I am now surrounded by more than 16,000 queens who try to give me happiness. But because I am separated from you, Radha, I am suffering in the same way that Ram suffered when he was separated from Sita. This is the truth. My dear devotees, what do you think does Krishna do in order to cure the intense pain of separation? Someone was saying he chants the name Radha. Radhe, Radhe, where are you, my pran priya? Radhe, Radhe, he is always chanting this. There's a beautiful verse which tells us about the power of the name of Radha. We have chanted a few times the name Sradharani today. What's the power of Radha's name? First of all, you must know that we speak of spiritual personalities. So the name of these personalities is not different from the person. And if you can purify your vision and your heart, you will not only see that, but you will experience their association. But even if you are impure on the way to purity, if you associate with the name will purify you so that one day your spiritual vision is arisen. So the easiest way really to approach these transcendental personalities, Radha and Krishna, is to chant their names. And because by chanting their names, who are full of their Shakti, the Shakti of these personalities, you will become qualified so that you see them face to face. No? So long ago, Lord Narayan spoke to his son Brahma, who at that time was sitting on a lotus flower which had grown from Narayan's navel. So the same Lord appeared and talked to him. Enlightened by those confidential teachings of the Lord, Brahma later repeated the glories of Radha's name to Lord Shiva in a personal meeting in Brahma Loka. Then, when Lord Shiva returned to the sacred mountain where? Kailash. He repeated the sweetness of the names of Radha to the saint Narada. Would you like to know what is the secret of Radha's name? Yes. This is what Lord Narayan had originally told Brahma, which Brahma had told whom? Shiva had told Narada. You know everything. If devotees call upon Radha's beautiful name in a mechanical way. No. This is not the text. If devotees call upon Radha's beautiful name with affection, the letter R in Radha frees them from the good and bad karma of 10 million births. Do you know that even good karma and the reactions will keep you in this world? The letter A frees the devotees from all diseases, and the letter D-H in Radha's name puts an end to any chance that the chanter will ever face Yamaraj. And finally, the letter A severs every bonded knot in the devotee's life that ties them down to material existence. So to summarize this for us, because so much information at once, the name of Radha on one level frees you from the obstacles of material life, which are karma, which are death, which are repeated birth. The name of Radha frees you. But this is only the outer covering of the name of Radha. The juicy inside of the name of Radha is, it will, I've written it down here, it will fill your heart with rasa, with a deep spiritual delight, so that you will very, very eagerly pursue your path of Krishna consciousness. Radhe, Radhe, Jai 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 Si Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Si Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Si Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Jai 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 Si Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Jai 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 Si Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe,
Jai 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 Si Radhe, 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 Radhe,
Radhe
Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna. Radhe Krishna, Radhe
Krishna,
Radhe 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 Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe
Jai Si Radhe, Jai Si Radhe, Jai Si Radhe.
Shyam, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.